couple is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
This might be a special level of savage. Kate and the rest of the office staff wrote to us. So I work in an office with a bunch of cubicles. Whenever there's a new employee, we like to prank them to welcome them into the fam.
Aww.
Just have a little fun, right?
Sure.
LOL. Can you help us prank Laura? She's new this week. She answers the phones. How about a little phone tappage?
All right, say no more.
Good morning. This is Laura.
Well, hello, Laura. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. Are you new there? I don't think I've had the pleasure of speaking to you yet.
Yes, I just started last week.
Oh, wonderful. Well, welcome to the company. I'm calling from the home office there in New York. My name is Robert Hassenpepper, and I'm the Vice President of Operations for the company.
Okay, wow. It's nice to meet you.
Well, I don't know if they told you about me, but you're going to hear from me occasionally, and you'll be responsible for passing on messages from me to the staff there.
Okay, I can do that.
All right. Well, sometimes I want to implement a new policy, and the easiest way, you know, is to talk to you and you compose a letter to the staff there in your office.
All right.
Wonderful. Well, let's get started. I want you to take some notes and then send a memo out to the staff in your office there. Is that all right?
Sure, I can do that.
All right. Well, this first memo is about a policy change there in the workplace that we've been working on here in New York. I've just been reading an article about productivity, and they found that people are most productive when they're well-rested. Have you heard this?
Okay, sorry, should I be writing this part down?
Oh, my God. Well, you just take general notes, and I'm going to let you put this in your own words. How about that?
Okay, okay.
All right, so we want our people well-rested each day. You following me? And I feel like the best way to do that would be to allow our team members to take naps there at work.
Yes.
Okay.
So I want to establish an area there for naps. So the last time I was there, I seem to remember there was a hallway that leads to the bathrooms. And am I correct?
Yes.
So, hear what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we'll convert that hallway into a nap area with cots along the wall. You think that'll work?
I don't know. I guess so. It's not a very wide hall, though.
Hang on. So, you're saying that we should skip the cots and just have people nap on the floor? Am I hearing you correctly?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not sure I'm the best person to talk to you about this. Should I transfer you to Alan?
Well, damn it there, Laura. I want your perspective. So it sounds like you're saying that we should just put some pillows in that hallway and have people literally lay on the ground there on the floor.
I don't know. I'm new here. I don't know.
Now answer me this, Laura. Will people still be able to use the restroom? Is that hall wide enough to handle people sleeping and people that are needing to use the restroom?
I think so. I guess so, but the hallway isn't carpeted, it's tile.
I don't understand what you're meaning there.
It wouldn't be very comfortable to lay down on tile.
Well, dang it, Laura. I'm not expecting people to take a five-hour nap. I just want a little nap, a little cat nap, if you get my drift. I don't want them sleeping there all day.
Are you sure you don't want to talk to Alan?
No, hang on. Let's try this. Laura, I want to take a little poll of the people right around you to see if they think it's a good idea.
You want me to ask them?
Well, yes, just an informal poll. Just stand up and make a little announcement for me real quick to the staff.
Right now?
Yes, absolutely. We do this all the time, Laura. Just stand up and let me know when you're standing up.
Okay, I'm standing up.
All right, wonderful. Repeat after me. Say, can I have your attention?
Hey, you guys, can I have your attention?
All right, are they looking at you now?
Yeah, I don't know about this.
All right, wonderful. Well, hey, just trust me on this. Just say, I'm on the phone with New York.
I'm on the phone with New York.
And they want to know if you think...
I don't want to know what you think.
If it's a good idea to have people take naps on the floor by the bathrooms.
But it's a good idea to have people take naps on the floor by the bathrooms.
All right, what are they doing?
They're just staring at me.
Oh, yeah, Laura, I forgot. Say this. I'm on 99.7 DJX, and this is a phone tap from the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
What? I'm on the radio.
Laura.
You didn't say it.
Kate and some of your other people at the office wanted me to welcome you.
Oh, are you kidding me right now? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You're right. She didn't say it.
That is the best. I've got this picture of this, like, room full of cubicles and everyone's looking at it.
Guys, got a question to ask you. Very important call on the phone. That's your phone tap.
Hey, but you know what? Our hallway is carpeted. Do you think maybe we should implement that?
Maybe.
Let's get some pillows.
Nap time. We would not mind.
That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.